A couple of months ago, Scott Norton won a pro bowling tournament in Las Vegas. Last Sunday, ESPN featured a broadcast of that tournament, the Chameleon Championship, and of the celebration following Scott Norton's triumph. Joining me is Jim Bozinski, who writes for Outsports.com. Jim, explain why you recently felt compelled to write about a December broadcast of a November bowling tournament won by a fellow with whom relatively few sports fans are likely to be familiar.
Yes, and at the same time it was airing, I was watching NFL football. ESPN showed Scott kissing his husband, Craig Woodward, on the broadcast and referred to Craig during the broadcast as Scott's husband or spouse. I think it was a first in broadcast history of them showing a same-sex couple kissing with an athlete. So we posted it on Outsports the day after New Year's, and traffic just soared, and it got a lot more attention than I thought it would get. I thought it was unique that ESPN did not shy away from it, because you said the event was in November, and so they had plenty of time to edit it. They easily could have edited out the kiss and just shown him, you know, with his family or something. But they chose not to. They thought it was part of the story, and they addressed it as part of the storyline. So it was, you know, it was pretty cool, but it's still something that a lot of people are not used to. So that's why it's news.
Does it surprise you that people aren't used to it? I mean, we've got sitcoms on TV with gay couples now. We've got all kinds of ways for people to get used to this, but I guess in sports, not so much.
Yeah, and I think also people, they often say, well, why do you have to flaunt it, or why do you have to shove it in our face? It kind of jars people. And so I think some of the comments, you know, that we've gotten that have been negative towards it are people who really still can't process that idea that in, you know, 2012, you can get married in parts of this country. And Scott is legally married to his husband, and ESPN treated it as a simple fact as if they would if he was married to a woman.
Do you think as time passes that people will look back on this broadcast as something that changes the way gay athletes are perceived by ESPN's audience or TV audiences in general, or the way gay athletes conduct themselves at competitions?
Well, I think the fact that it was not really controversial. Now, if it happened on an NFL broadcast, if we ever had, we'd first have to have an openly gay NFL player, which in itself would be a huge story. I think it would be a much bigger story just because of the nature of the NFL. But I do think it's somewhat a watershed moment, because this is something that happened and the world didn't end. And I think that's the big thing that a lot of people are seeing, that the stuff shouldn't affect them if they're opposed to it.
Jim Bozinski writes for Outsports.com. Jim, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Well, thank you.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. And Trader Joe's, traveling the world to source a variety of foods and beverages like pizza from Italy and cheddar from Australia. Locations at TraderJoe's.com. This is NPR.